Shalom to all. Today's daf is Yerushalmi Pei Daf Mem Daled. We are starting about the second line with the words Davar Shuroi Lahatzil, and in the Vilna Source Daf, it's a little past the halfway mark of Chaf Hayom and Beis. And today's daf is sponsored Lili Nishmas Maris Miriam Sarah Basar Biakav Moshe. Her Nishama should have an Aliyah. Now, let's remember, we're discussing Kama, unharvested grain, which is matzah, which means it saves some grain that he forgot to harvest. We had said that since the forgotten grain is within close enough proximity to the unharvested grain, it's not considered shikcha. Just to make it easier, let's define these terms. Kama is the standing unharvested grain, and shikcha is that stalk of grain that he forgot, which may or may not actually have a din of shikcha, depending on a number of factors. So the Gemara asks a question. When we have a situation where it's roi lahatzil, it could save that shikcha, and he forgot it. What's the story? Does it become shikcha? So there's machlekes what the question is regarding. Is it regarding the forgotten stalk, the shikcha, or is it regarding the kama? But the general idea of the question is the same. Since the kama has the ability to save the shikcha, perhaps it's already considered saved, and therefore, even if he forgets the stalk again, it's still considered saved, and it's not shikcha. Or no, it's only able to be saved as long as he doesn't forget it along with the kama. But if he forgot it again, so the shikcha's lost. The Gemara says, Nishmina Minada, let's learn it from the following. We have two braises. One braise says, Imir Sarishon Vesashini Vesashlishi. If he bundled and took away the first bundle, the second one, and the third one in the row, v'shachas ervi, but he forgot the fourth one, so is tanai tani. There are those that teach in a brayso, im not asa chamishi. If he took the fifth one, harizu shikcha. So then the fourth one is shikcha. V'is tanai tani. However, there are those that teach in a brayso, im shaha litol achamishi, harizu shikcha. If he simply waited the amount of time that it takes to take the fifth one, so then the fourth one's already considered shikcha. And Amar Bun Bar Chiya, he explained that these two braysos are not contradicting each other. Mando Amar not asa Chamishi, the braisa that says that you have to take the fifth one in order for the fourth one to be considered shikcha, that's b'sheishem shishi. That's a situation where there was a sixth bundle in the row. Whereas Manda Amar im shaha litos chamishi, according to one that said that if he simply waited the amount of time that it takes to take the fifth bundle, then the fourth one is already considered shikcha, that's b'she'ein shem shishi, if there wasn't a sixth bundle in the row. Now we focus on the first one. Imad shaloi natas chamishi. According to Manda Amar that braisa, that it all has to do with whether or not he took the fifth bundle. And again, as we had just said, this was talking about a situation where there was a sixth bundle in the row. So that means that there was a row of six bundles, and he took the first three, and right now we're at a situation where he has the remaining three there. So like Far Nirolai Hervias Lidan Kishura, can't the fourth bundle be considered like part of the row? Of course it's considered to be part of the row. Three bundles is considered to be part of a row. So when we have bundles 4, 5, and 6 sitting there, bundle 4 is for sure not considered forgotten because it's part of a row. So we see that where we're holding right now is that bundle 5 is considered to be matzil bundle 4. Then we said that the moment he takes bundle 5, bundle 4 is considered shekha. What do we see from here? Hada amra, davrshu roi lahatzil, something that was able to be saved, ushchacha, and he forgot it, harehu shekha, is considered shekha. Again, one more time. Bundle 4 was able to be saved because it was in the same row as bundle 5, and therefore, as is, it's not considered shekha. The moment he passes over it and takes bundle 5, bundle 4 is considered shekha. So we see, davrshu roi lahatzil, ushchacha, harehu shekha. Moving on to Mem Dalad Amabez on the top, we have a different question, even though it's worded the same. Davrshu roi lahatzil, ushchacha, mao shiasa shekha. So over here, the questions as follows. This is in regards to the kama itself, meaning we have the kama, which is roi lahatzil the shekha, and he forgot the kama. So the question is that perhaps since this kama is chashav enough to be matzil the shekha, so now maybe it itself can't have the din of shekha anymore. And even if he forgets the kama, so it's not shekha, or maybe not. So the Gemara says, Nishmina Minada, let's learn from the following. We have a Mishnah that says, Saw tevua akura, v'saw she'ina akura. We have a saw of grain which was uprooted, and a saw of grain which was not uprooted, meaning it wasn't harvested. And the Gemara asks, and we have to switch around the girsa, v'tatzel she'ina akura, esu akura. The unharvested grain should save the harvested grain. Now this Gemara needs explanation. Later on, a Mishnah tells us that a bundle which is the size of two sa'a that was forgotten is not considered shekha. We also learn over there that standing grain next to a bundle is matzel that bundle from being considered. And lastly, we learned that a saw of standing grain and a bundle the size of a saw next to each other, both of which were forgotten, are not mitzdarev to be considered two saw, which is therefore not going to be shikcha. As we just said, something which is two saw is not considered shikcha. But the Gemara asks, why not? And that's what we just read. If unharvested kama, which was not forgotten, is matzel a bundle next to it, which was forgotten, so we see from here that we have somewhat of a relationship between kama and a bundle right next to it, so why don't we extend that relationship, if you will, to say that when we have kama and a bundle next to it, both of which were forgotten, that really we could be mitzvah for them together to be considered two sa'a, and that can be considered a bundle of two sa'a that now doesn't have a din of shikcha. So that's what the Gemara over there asked. Now, what do we learn from the Gemara's question? Hadam, or this tells us, the davar shu roi lahatzil v'shachach harehu shikcha. Something which has the ability to matzel something else, if that thing itself was forgotten, it's considered shikcha and doesn't get this elevated status, then now it's not considered shikcha anymore. How do we see that? From the very fact that the Gemara even asked the question. Because if the kama that was roi lahatzil the bundle is not shikcha because of its chashivas as a roi lahatzil, then the Gemara shouldn't even have asked the question. The kama never has a din of shikcha, memela the bundle isn't shikcha either. The mere fact that the Gemara asks a question regarding tziruf shows that the quote-unquote roi lahatzil grain that he forgot is shikcha, and it doesn't have this elevated status, and therefore the only thing left to discuss is whether or not we can be mitzarev two types of shikcha, namely kama in a bundle, to be considered like tusa, but that the kama itself has this elevated chashiv status, then now it can't be shikcha, we clearly see not like that from the Gemara. But then Amar Rav Yoina says, Tipater, we can explain this as talking about something completely different, and therefore we don't have a raya from that, because our shura ma'amar shura, it can be talking about where he harvested a row, and in that row he forgot some grain, and then he went to bundle the grain that he had harvested, but he had already forgotten some kama there before he forgot the bundles, so that could be talking about shikcha that happened at two separate points in time, so of course it's going to be shikcha, and therefore we have no raya from there. And now going on to explain the Mishnah, Shibaz Shalekesh and Sarv Begadish V'chulu, this was the case of the Mishnah where he had said, a stalk of leket got put into a pile, now we don't know where that stalk of leket is, so the Tanakhama told us, what's the Baal Bayis supposed to do? He takes a stalk from the pile, he takes Maaser off of it, so then he gives that stalk to the ani in place of the leket, which was accidentally put in the pile. So now the Gemara asks, Ketzadu Oise, what's he supposed to do? Practically, how does he go about doing this? So the Gemara says, maybe Shtei Shibaylim, he takes two stalks out of the pile. Vayimrini says as follows, Im leket hu, if this one in my right hand is really leket, hareze yafe, that's fantastic, and here's the leket. Vim lav, but if this one in my right hand is not leket, so hare maisre seho kavuin bazu, the maisres that I need to take off of this stalk should be in the second one, the one in my left hand, and then he gives the ani that first one, which is either leket, or it already had maisers taken off of it, so now the ani can have it, he has no maiser worries, and the Baal Bayis now is taking care of his leket problem. The Gemara asks, v'chash loymar, we should suspect to say the following, the shema oisa shakava ba maisers leket hu, maybe the second stalk, the one that he took in his left hand, that was really the leket one, and he tried to take off maisers from that second stalk for the first one, but that second stalk was leket, so you can't use leket for maiser. So I'm Hayom and Alf on top, I'm Rav Yoina. Rav Yoina says, you're right, maybe shtei shibaylim, he has to bring two more stalks, meaning he has the one in his right hand, and then he has two more in his left hand. Raimani says, Im leket huze, if this one in my right hand is leket, hare yafe. So fantastic. Vim lav, but if not, hare maaser se kavuin, we have to switch out the word bezu with the word be'elu. Its maaser should be kavua in these two that I have in my left hand. V'noisen loy, not as achas mehen, but v'noisen loy, as harishayna, and then he gives him that first one. So now he took care of all issues. If the first one's leket, fantastic, that's the one the ani is getting anyway. And if stalk number two is leket, which means that maaser of the first one can't be in the second one, so that means the maaser of the first one is in the third one. And v'meila, he's taken off maaser says, well, the first one is given to the ani, and the other two are given to a kayin. We're going to stop here for the day. Pick up tomorrow, continue to talk about this. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.